Hey gang, this is Jeffrey Stark from InclusiveAndroid.com, and I've got a quick tip that'll get you moving around on Android much quicker when you're using TalkBack. Most people complain that when they want to move around by heading, paragraph, word, it's a complicated 3 or 4 step activity involving drawing an L, going into the local context menu, finding the level of granularity they're looking for, and then actually moving by that level. An interesting thing about TalkBack is the fact that it has 2 gestures that are actually mapped twice within its own gesture system. This means that swipe up and swipe left do the same thing. Swipe down or swipe right do the same thing. This leaves 2 single swipe gestures that can be customized. What I usually do is I set swipe down to set the granularity level, move to the next one, like moving to headings or moving to paragraph. And I set swipe up to be read from here. This means that if I'm on a web page and I want to move to the next heading and then read its content, all I have to do is swipe down until I hear heading, and then swipe forward until I get to the heading I want read, and then swipe up to actually have it read from there. Now let's actually do this. So here's my 3:08 p.m. Wii phone. Let's unlock it.
Device unlocked. Home.
Now I either go under settings by going to the app drawer and finding settings in there, and then finding accessibility, and then finding TalkBack settings. Or I draw an L gesture down and to my right.
Alert global context menu. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
And then I find TalkBack settings here.
TalkBack settings. Home. TalkBack settings.
All right. So once we're in TalkBack settings.
Keyboard echo. Always speak when screen is off. No speak.
We scroll all the way down.
Tap selection. Experimental. Tap on currently focused item.
And we find manage gestures.
Manage keyboard shortcuts, miscellaneous, manage custom, manage launch, manage gestures. Manage gestures. Showing items 1 to 7 of 21.
Under manage gestures, I change swipe up to read from here. So let's go do that.
Shortcut gestures, swipe up, previous item.
I tap there.
Alert swipe up. Showing items 2 to 10 of 17. Not checked. Not checked. Scroll back. Not checked. Scroll forward. Not checked. Previous navigation setting. Not checked. Next. Not checked. Open notific. Not checked. Open global. Not checked. Open local. Not checked. Read from top. Not checked. Read from next item.
There. That's what I want. Read from next item. I'll double tap him.
Manage gestures.
Voila.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 21.
And now I'll change swipe down to next item. Or next granularity.
Swipe up. Read from next item. Swipe down. Next item. Alert swipe down. Showing items 3 to 11 of... Not checked. Previous navigation setting. Double tap. Not checked. Scroll forward. Not checked. Not checked. Next navigation setting.
There. I want next navigation setting.
Double tap to toggle.
Double tap.
Manage gestures.
And that's
showing
it.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 21.
We're now ready to go. And let's look at this in action. So we go out of here.
TalkBack settings.
We go out of there. Chrome. And let's go under Chrome, for example.
Chrome. Chrome. Chrome.
So here we are on the Blind Bargains website. And we just swipe down.
Section navigation.
We're now moving by section, so let's swipe right.
Deals and news for the blind and visually impaired. Latest news.
Oh, let's see what the latest news is.
Double tap to select.
So now all we need to do is swipe up.
For fans of audio description, movies jumping from Netflix to
and
Hollywood,
voila.
Bad news.
So that just shows you a quick way to move around faster when using TalkBack on Android. Hope you found this interesting, and don't forget to check out inclusiveandroid.com for more audio tutorials, tips, guides, and reviews of accessible devices and applications.